on, everybody? This is your girl, Mika Chu, from Ladies POV. This is another quick episode of Ladies POV while we are on hiatus right now. I just had to come on and talk about what has transpired in probably the last 24 hours, I would say, with the Washington football team. As many of you know, I am a huge Washington football team fan, and we talk about it all the time on the show as to what's going on. So I just kind of wanted to bring you all up to speed as to what's happening right now. Whether you've heard or you're not, you've been under a rock, Dwayne Haskins has admitted to some pictures that have been floating around. So to give you a little bit of background, there was a fake account yesterday from JP Finley. It's a fake JP Finley account from CSN Washington. And he was talking about, whoever was behind this account was saying that Dwayne had some photos leaked and that he was at the strip club and all this other stuff. I didn't buy it, not one bit. And fast forward to this morning, they were talking about it on 106.7 The Fan, which is the station in D.C., one of the sports stations here in D.C. They were talking about it and saying that sources have been confirmed that there were, you know, some pictures that were leaked and Dwayne was at a strip club after last week's loss to the Seahawks. And he was out, you know, at the strip club and had no mask on. Why are you out at, first of all, we're in the middle of a pandemic, right? Why are you out at strip club with no mask on? Where, what strip club was it? Was it at an actual strip club or was it a private affair? Whatever the case is, like, you can do whatever you want to do on your spare time. I understand that. We all need to unwind. At the same time, you are a professional football player. You're putting your team and your coach, who just got over cancer, you're putting them at risk by not wearing a mask. Why don't you have on a mask? And this is the second violation that he has had. So this morning, probably about an hour ago now, he has come out and he's admitted to those pictures and, you know, said that he apologizes. He talked to Coach Rivera and everything. And so he's, you know, he's very apologetic and he's going to learn and grow from this, you know, from this mistake. You made this mistake before when you checked in somebody at a hotel. And again, we are in the middle of a pandemic, Dwayne. Okay, you got a second chance, and now you're about to mess that second chance up again because you want to make boneheaded ass decisions. I don't understand what's going through his head right now. I don't understand, like, why you want to put your career in jeopardy at this point? Why do you want to put your career in jeopardy? Why do you want to, you know, make these boneheaded decisions? Come on now. You got to be smarter than that. You have to be smarter than that in order to, you know, to go forward and play, you know, in this league. Not everybody gets this chance. And here you are, you messing up twice. You've messed up twice now. You already got benched and now you're coming back from being benched because, you know, okay, you got your second chance at being a starter. You crying and all everything. What the fuck have you learned? Have you learned anything? Have you really learned anything? I don't know. And I got to shake my head on it because I don't understand why you're out here doing this. We are in the middle of a pandemic and you are out here with, you know, with dollars in your hands and seeing some ass shake. You ready to risk it all for a few dollars to give to a stripper? You ready to risk it all and risk your teammates? You know, we got a playoff push right now. We have some good things popping right now with the Washington football team. And we have to go to Carolina this week and we need to focus on Carolina. This should not be the focus point right now, Dwayne. I just don't get it. Like, this kind of behavior, I get that you don't want to be in D.C. and you're showing all signs that you don't care and that you don't want to be here. If I was them, I would let his ass go. We don't need that going forward. We just don't need that going forward. So I would let his ass go, let him walk and do whatever he needs to do for the rest of the season. But this is not right. It's not right at all. And you can be apologetic all you want to, but are you going to make those same mistakes again? Who's to say that he's not? And again, I tried to give this man the benefit of the doubt this morning. I tried to say, no, maybe, how do we know that this picture was from last Sunday? How do we know that, you know, it wasn't from last year? Maybe it was from last year. I tried to give the benefit of the doubt. You know, I got called a simp for trying to defend him. I'm laughing at it. You know, whatever. People have their own opinions. But I tried to defend him. I tried to, you know, say like, nah, I tried to give the benefit of the doubt. But here you go. You come out and you publicly apologize for that. I can't. I'm done. I'm done with Dwayne Haskins. I don't care if he's here next year or not. I will not support Dwayne Haskins. I can't do it. These youngins out here, why was the picture posted in the first place? I don't understand that either. Whoever the girl was, you need some training as well. You know damn well you putting this man's career in jeopardy by putting the picture out on social media. You children love to put things out on social media and think that it's okay to do and, you know, to show. I don't know if you did it for clout. I don't know if y'all got into an argument, whatever the case may be, but y'all need to stop putting every damn thing on social media. Everything is not for social media. So to you, girlfriend, whoever you are, you was in the wrong too. Everybody that was there was in the wrong. You don't have no damn mask on. And now, you know, it's just the COVID protocols and everything. It wouldn't be such a big deal if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. But because we are in the middle of a pandemic right now, and you are putting other people at risk for some strippers, come on now. Come on. You got to be smarter than that, Dwayne. Really, you got to be smarter than that. I really hope that someone pulls Dwayne to the side and lets him know what a boneheaded, dumbass decision that he has made. And that's my two cents. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Have a happy holiday and Merry Christmas to you. Peace.